You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, Josh has come into the studio because something that Jeremy said and something that Josh said kind of stuck with me. I thought this was kind of funny. We'll start with Jeremy. Jeremy said the other day that he was going to break down and finally get on board with what?
Harry Potter, you guys. We have all the books. They've been sitting on a bookshelf in my son's room for years. I mean, these books came out how long ago?
Well, the first one in the 90s.
There you have it. So I'm looking at them. I'm like, I should start reading these.
Okay.
It's probably time. And the whole time I'm like thinking about this, I'm like, man, I am late to the party when it comes to Harry Potter for sure. Because I'm going to read them and then want to talk to people about them. And they're going to be like, what?
That was 25 years ago, dude.
You want to talk about Harry Potter right now? Yeah. I know.
You're late to the party.
So it kind of sucks. I'm not going to have a book club, you know, when it comes to Harry Potter.
And then Josh yesterday was talking to us. And you said you just watched every episode in what TV series?
I just, like last week, finished the entire series of Seinfeld. And it was great, you guys. By the way, if you haven't seen it, it's fantastic.
All four of you.
Highly recommend it.
And that's funny because that ended 25 years ago.
It did. So you're super late to the party.
I was
buddy.
A little bit, but I was also, what, four when it ended?
Right.
So this is new to you.
Yeah. But it is kind of funny for both of you is that it's like we get all excited about something that everyone else got excited about 20 years ago,
right?
And it's a good, you know, it's a good point. Like, how do you make conversation with people about it?
Yeah. What are you reading right now? Harry Potter? Have you heard
really?
About it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's really funny. So our segment this morning is titled, What Were You Late to the Party On? And it could be so many different things, whether it's TV series, a book series, a technology of some sort. We might get somebody
absolutely.
Who calls and says, hey, I just got a DVD player for the first time.
Yeah, it's awesome, guys.
No. Melissa said, I just realized I like One Direction.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
That's funny.
That's good.
Here's Lisa on the phone. Lisa, you were late to the party on what?
Kind of appy technology. I think Facebook was out 5 or 6 years before I finally got an account, and I just got Venmo last year. And
texting
first came out back in the day.
Yeah.
I was resistant to text people, so stuff's got to be out a little bit before I can use it.
Yeah. I'm with the technology. Like, I've never been to an ATM. I've never used an ATM before. I actually had to get cash the other day. I wrote a check to cash at the bank and walked in and got
grandma,
my cash.
What a grandma
you are. I know.
And
they looked at me a little funny. I was like, oh, sorry.
You know, Lisa, I was late to the texting world, too. I can't remember what year it was. But it's because the phone that I had did not have that feature. And nobody believed me. They would actually take the phone out of my hand. They're like, no, you just do this. And they'd look at it for a second and they'd go, oh, you really can't text on this.
Yeah.
Well, texting was a little harder in the beginning as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or 111-333-444-6677, yeah.
Lisa, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Have a great day.
Thank you for being on the show. I was laughing at Brandy from Lakewood. She says she just now finished watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's pretty good.
And she's now getting into Gilmore Girls. Yeah. These are, you know, for me it was The Wire, which is that HBO show that everyone, you know, just rave. The Wire is like one of the all-time greatest TV series. And I didn't watch it until it had been out for almost 15 years, maybe,
and again,
or something.
It's like you can't talk to anybody about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I just
remember
saw The
that
Wire.
Episode? And they're like, no. I was still in college when that came out. Here's Melissa. She says, no joke, boys. I just started Yellowstone last night. I'm tired of hearing how sexy the cowboys are.
All right.
And now I have to see it for myself. Angela wrote in. She says, boys, I'm about halfway through 50 Shades of Grey. It's so naughty.
It's nasty.
Ooh. Natalie says, I still don't know what Wordle is. And I'll give you one more from Ruth, little Ruth.
Good.
Here. She says, boys, I went last week with a girlfriend and got my first ever pumpkin spice latte. I loved it. I used to be a spring lady, but now I'm all in on fall. And she wrote giggle, giggle at the end of that one.
That's funny. That's funny. A lot more TV shows popping up. Madeline says, I just saw Frasier 17 years after it was over.
Well, that's a good time to start that because, you know, the The sequel is coming out, so that's fine.
Orabella says, I just started watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Late to the party on that one for sure.
This is certainly, you know, one of the signs of the change in technology with streaming things like HBO or Netflix is that back in the day, when a show was off the air, you never had a chance to really watch it. Mm-hmm. They might show some reruns occasionally on some channels, but there wasn't like a whole vault of shows was there for you to check out. And, you know, we might as well talk about this, too. It's one of the things that is going against the poor striking writers in Hollywood. You know, that they are asking for, you know, more residuals from these shows. And I believe they should get it. I'm on their side with that. But it's the studios who are like, well, we've got this vault full of all of these shows that if you're not writing new stuff for us, people will just discover Game of Thrones
Absolutely.
Now. Or they'll discover Seinfeld like Josh just did.
You have years worth of entertainment you can watch.
And that sucks for the writers because until people get tired of all of the old stuff that's out there, all the leverage goes to the studios.
Absolutely. So, yeah, they're like we could strike for 5 or 6 years and people will still be entertained
over
something.
Yeah, and that's...
Or they'll switch over to YouTube, you know, and just watch YouTube videos all the time because those are constantly being pumped out.
Yeah, don't send us any hate messages one side or the other. We're just talking
this is
what's going on. This is what the strike is about.
It is funny. I was cleaning out the basement the other day and I found a box of like VHS tapes and a lot of them were from Nicole, her youth. She had a bunch of VHS tapes and a lot of them were labeled like such and such season finale or, you know, this is my record tape for 90210. And like she had a VHS tape of the final episode of 90210 down in the basement still. And it's like, man, can you remember those days back in the day when you had to record your shows on VHS to watch them.
Yeah, and there are some younger generation people listening. They're like, what are you talking about? But, I mean, it would be things like, too, you could set your VCR before you left the house to record.
Yes.
And maybe while you're gone, there was a power outage or something, and it cleared the memory, and your show did not record or something. And you would get home and be so angry.
You're like, I will never see that episode ever.
And now,
ever again.
Now all you got to do is pick up your remote and just
hop on Hulu and there you got it.
Go find it.